So feel free. We are always on subject because I operate at a level of awareness that will always keep us there. Yes, sir. So if you ask me questions that you think are off subject, they will be on subject, I assure you. Go ahead.
So why is
it? I can't hear you without a mic, though. I can't hear you without a mic. I can't hear anybody without a microphone.
Jesus.
There you go.
So why would it be BC before Christ and then BCE common era? Like, why is common era and then Christ? Like, why would
This is just a matter of preference. This is before common era or before Christ. If you believe in Christ, you're going to obviously say before Christ. If you don't believe in Christ, you're going to say before common era. Here is the mathematical truth. Can everybody hear me? Can everybody hear me online? The mathematical truth is 32% of the world is Christian. I know in your Christian churches, the whole world is Christian except for sinners, right? The sinners that you say are sinners. But that's not the truth. If you made a 32 on your final exam, you failed. I need you to get it. This world is not a Christian world. There are more Muslims than there are Christians in this world. It's a mathematical proven fact. So if you take the Christians to include Catholics, if Catholics are Christians, that is another fact. Okay, everybody was Catholic until 1521, roughly around that time. Okay, so if you take the full world, 60 to 65% of the world believes in a theos, some god. Not all 65% of that practices it regularly. This world is not as religious as you think or you've been behooved to think it's been. Your culture, your ideology, your belief is in your circle. You just happen to only live in a world to where your circle is every part of your world. Therefore, Christ is King and Lord 100% to you, because everybody you associate with, that is what it is. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm just telling you the math. But I'm not telling you you're wrong. Believe what you desire to believe. Just know that only 31%, it's like 33% or 34% Muslim, 31% Christian. That's a fact. And Islam started 600 years after Christianity. Yeah. Now, they both trace their roots back to Abraham, Islam being Ishmael, Christianity being Isaac. But it wasn't until the prophet Muhammad received words directly from God's mouth through an angel in a cave that Islam was born. So Muhammad is to Moses in Christianity. Okay, if you like, you remember when you're taking your standardized test, your state standardized test. If this is to that, then this is also to that. Okay, so Moses is to Muhammad, not Christ. Okay, Christ, watch this here. Here's the kicker. Christ in Christianity is to Christ in Islam. So you didn't know that. Your Jesus Christ, since all of you are Christians, is highly respected and revered in the Quran, and he's the Messiah, which is King, which is the one who will end all of the world's suffering. That is a biblical fact and a Quran fact. I don't know how to make Quran match to, right? But you understand what I'm saying? Well, they call it sutra, right? But anyway, the point is, it's not scripture, it's sutra. But the point here is, Jesus Christ is highly revered and respected in the Quran. They actually call us the Quran, being they, Muslim, Islam. being they, brothers of the book, because they're their version of what you call your Bible, their Quran, says that, that we are brothers of the book. Yes.
So,
y'all can hear what I'm like. And use the mic.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So, what's the big hubbub? Like, what's the big difference between the Bible and the Quran if they pretty much, if we're brothers in the Bible, we're brothers in the book?
Okay. So now I've figured out. Okay, if you want to answer, you're more than welcome. Okay, he's a preacher. So we're going to let the preacher answer. Go ahead, Sam.
I know you're pretty go a lot deeper.
No, sir.
But the difference in gist is that Jesus is our Lord. And in the Quran, Jesus is the high Messiah, the prophet. We revere, we have Jesus as God's son that sent out to save us. They have Jesus as God's son that sent down to save them through the prophet. As a prophet.
Almost. Okay. So you're right. No, clap for him. I only cut you off because I didn't want you to offend our Muslim brothers and sisters, okay? So good job. Since I used to be a preacher, I still am one. We all know that, right? Okay. But now I know how this, remember I told you, the fastest, quickest, most harmonious way, all you guys' questions will come. Well, I have specified knowledge in this category. My degrees are in what we are talking about. So these are not general answers I'm about to give. This is specified knowledge, which will continue. There you go. Did you see it? All right. So if you, he's laughing. Because if you don't know, I just totally took all this into chapter 5 of Think and Grow Rich. You got it? So I told you, I didn't know this was going to happen, but I told you when you operate a high level of awareness, you can never go wrong. Because there is no right or wrong. I told you that. There is just information. We're already in the right, period. And so I knew this was going to somehow tie in. So here's the specified knowledge you need to have. It's not that Jesus Christ, how did you say it?
I said
Islam.
David's a prophet.
Use the mic. Okay, he's not the prophet. He is a wonderfully revered prophet. But the, if you're gonna use a definite article, the right. That would be Muhammad, okay? Excuse my little cough. So that would be, if you're gonna use the, that would be Muhammad. Because he is Moses. What is Moses? See, in Christianity, you love Jesus. But if you were a Jew, it would be Moses. Because Moses heard directly from God and told you what he said. So did Muhammad. You understand what I'm saying? Directly from God told you what he said. Does that make sense? Now, Jesus is the Messiah in both books. And by books, I want to be very respectable by saying that, because the Christian Bible is a collection of writings by over 40 different authors, thus making it a bit more than a book when you think of it that way. I haven't put any faith in there. I'm just, like, when you think of it that way, it's a collection of writings. Over thousands of years by 40 different authors, okay? So the more respectable word would be, say, a canon. The Quran is also a canon. Canon means standard, okay? So let's stop the word book to standard so we can be respectable to both religions, okay? Now, so there's a standard in Jesus Christ and the Messiah, which is king, or the Christ who would defeat the Antichrist in both canons. Does this make sense? Okay, so it's not that he's through anything. Through Christ in both canons, the world will be saved. Now in the Quran, Jesus will defeat the Antichrist, get mortally wounded, find his way to the temple did, like Mecca, which, okay, the temple, and then died. And his death would usher in 1,000 years of peace that millennial would happen, and then the world would end, okay? Now, before you think that's wacky and cuckoo, there's three different ways to look at eschatology, that's what you call it, study of end times in Christianity. And one of those is called the millennial reign, in which we think that there will be 1,000 years of peace ushered in as well. Okay, does that make sense? So you see how both books are saying the same thing. Now, there's two other different views, all millennial, premillennial. But the point is, what is being said in the Quran is also what is being said in the Christian Bible. By Christian Bible, I mean Old Testament, New Testament. If I want to say Old Testament only, I say Hebrew Bible, okay? Because it's not an Old Testament. It's disrespectful to Jews. Hebrew Bible is the what you would call the Old Testament because the Messiah has not come yet. Okay? So, dancing all that political rhetoric, or political holy rhetoric in both religions, they're both wonderful. He's right. Now, he has minor details wrong, but he's right by saying, we say this, they say this. Here is the blessing and the problem. The blessing and the problem, same thing, is God has, in your belief, well, God, if you believe in a God or whatever, this is a narrative. The problem is everyone is telling God's narrative differently. That's why you were right. Yeah. So you got the heart of it right. Everyone is, even suicide bombers. Notice, I did not make suicide bombers Muslim. I said suicide bombers. I understand that most, or even all, depending on how you what side of the political fence you're on, are Muslim. But to say that Muslims are terrorists is to say that the KKK is Christian. Yeah, that's fair. No, that's absolutely fair. Muslims are the KKK of Islam. Do you want to be compared to the KKK? All right, you understand. So it's unfair when we compare Muslims to terrorists. Go ahead.
So is there a difference between Muslim and Islam?
Nah. That's like saying Christian and Christianity. Actually, let me give you a better example. That's like saying Baptist and Christianity.
Ah, okay.
You get it? Or Catholic and Christianity. You understand what I'm saying? Islam, Muslim, same thing. There are different sects of Islam, just like the different denominations in Christianity. Does that make sense? Okay, good. So, all of that is specified knowledge, in which I have multiple books written on this subject and many other subjects, okay? The reason why I was able to answer your question and the difficulty therein is because I have specified knowledge in it. I am a master by world, not like American, like the whole world. I am what you would call a scholar. Therefore, I am a master in my field. You don't master, watch it, in general knowledge.
Okay.
The way I just explained to you that information, I cannot explain to you how a comet works. If I was an astrophysicist, I would have just masterfully explain to you the difference between a comet and an asteroid, the way I just explained to you how Christ and Moses, Christ and Muhammad are different in the two religions. So the reason why I can get massive income in my field is because I specify in something many people want to know. So, let's introduce to you this new concept. It's not a new concept, but let's introduce to you this concept. This concept, I want to call to you deep and narrow. Okay? Deep and narrow. Not deep and wide. Help me out, Tempest. What's my man's name? Who wrote one of the greatest books on church ever?
Andy Stanley.
Okay. Andy Stanley wrote a book called Deep and Wide, How to Create Church for Unchurched People. Okay? It's like, as far as I'm concerned, it's the Bible used as an adjective. So you use the lowercase b if you're taking notes. Creating churches for unchurched people. However, it is not deep and wide you need to do. If you want to be rich, you need to go deep and narrow. Oh, you're going to write this down? Deep and narrow is the difference between being a millionaire and whatever it is you're making today. Why? Because you don't want to know a lot about a lot. You want to know a lot about a little. And then know a little about a lot so you can run different departments. I got you. I'll repeat it. You don't want to know a lot about a lot. You want to know a lot about a little. You want to know a lot about a little. You want to know a lot about a little. And then know a little about a lot. So you can run everything. You got to head out now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to catch y'all while I'm driving.
No problem. Everybody understand? Okay. You want to know a lot about a little. What does that mean? Somebody explain to me what that means. Use the mic.
To know a lot about a little would be like you. Like you know.
That's fair.
You know a lot about, yeah, science. And you know a lot about theology. So yep. You know a lot about a little. But you know a little about a lot to be able to run every company you have.
That's right.
On your own if need be.
That's absolutely correct. I know tons of information about science. It the same way, like I almost went to the University of Houston. I just stopped the enrollment process. But I was going, Tempest, help me out. Which one was I going to mathematics for? I don't remember. You there too? Do you remember? Oh, she's looking it up. I don't remember. I was gonna get my master's in mathematics, although I already had a master's, okay? I just can't remember. Okay, I remember. I had these two little plans and I couldn't decide. I was gonna go to Rice University, since we're here in the Houston area, because I've got the grades, I've got the reputation, blah, blah, blah. I was gonna go to Rice University for my doctorate in religious studies in Jewish culture. Or I was gonna go get my master's in mathematics or my master's in science? No, it wasn't science. Physics. But when I've talked to them, they said, since I have a liberal arts degree, I had to go back and get my bachelor's in physics. But I could have went on to get my master's in mathematics because of all the math classes I have. And that kind of discouraged me because it's not that I wanted to know math, although I love math. It was I wanted to be a quantum physicist. That's what I really wanted to do. And I wanted to be a quantum physicist in theoretical physics. That's just what I was trying to do. More than me trying to do the nerdy stuff I already do. So if you think I'm a nerd, I was getting ready to be a super nerd.
Super nerd.
Or in your words, super Saiyan nerd. Okay, this happened. This was last year. But I changed it because going to school was going to kill my finances because school is the rules. After being asked me after this, I will put it on this recording. I don't want like billions of people. He says it there? Oh, if he says it there, I'm gonna say it again. Okay. So school is a trap. School doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. In fact, let's talk about it. School makes no, I'll get some facial expression. School is absolutely the same. Huh?
You're breaking up.
I'm breaking up. I'm breaking up. I want the world to understand. All right.
No.
Okay. How about now? Am I in the moment? Am I in the now on the internet? Kind of, sort of. No? No internet? What about now? Clear eyes. Clear eyes. Can you hear me a little better? I move towards the Wi-Fi strip. Can thou hear with me? No? Okay, still can't hear me. That's okay. That's okay. Excuses thou on the internets. That's how old people say it, with the plural, internets. Wait a moment, I'm killing some of these. I have 50,000 tabs open. It's Tempest fault. I am deleting these tabs. Can you hear me now? Am I clear over the internet? No? Clear? No clear. All right. All right, hold on. Let's get our internet brothers and sisters together in the name of internet, in the name of buffering. Oh gods of buffering, will thou let my internet brothers and sisters hear me? In Wi-Fi's name, amen. Hey, can I be heard? Too important of a conversation not to be heard. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can I be heard? Tempest? Shannon? Can you hear me? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. No one can hear me out there. No. All right. So we're going to have to edit this recording. Or maybe I'll keep it in so they can know we were live.
Sound like a Sprint phone call.
Whoa. Watch your mouth about Sprint, okay?
That's the only thing I can hear.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to disconnect you. You guys stay on.
I was 8 years old, and I wrote my first ad copy to sell information products nationally through magazines back in 1982. I learned all of my entrepreneurial skills initially and important.
Now, all these things were playing. That would explain why. All right, let's see.
I smell it.
All right, here we go. Let's see now. Can I be heard? Can you hear me now? Is there anybody out in the world? I got a thumbs up from the preacher. Can I be heard? Yeah. Got some smiles from Shannon. Yeah, kind of. Can you hear me? Somebody say something.
Sure.
All right, there we go. I can be heard now. I had 29 tabs open. All right, there we go. That's the, if you don't know what that means, that's the Baptist preacher clothes. That's all right. All right, so specialized knowledge is what's going to make you rich. Let's bring out some stuff from the book. I forgot where I was going, so we'll go ahead. There you go.
So we were talking about school.
Okay. Oh, school, yes. Let's kill school for a second.
And it says, clear as day, the faculties of the great universities possess, in the aggregate, practically every form of general knowledge known to civilization. They specialize in teaching knowledge, but they do not specialize in the organization or the use of knowledge.
Okay.
So I took that as, they will teach you, but they can't help you apply it.
Okay, that's one way, that's for sure. I could accept that. They teach you, but they can't help you apply it. What else? Somebody break this down for me. What page were you on?
Oh, it's page one. Page 1, 1st paragraph.
In today's age, it can be hard to find the time to sit down and learn more. It's not easy when the likes of social media can be so addictive and time-consuming, so you may think you don't have time to read a book or to develop yourself. There is an app we highly recommend. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down into just 15 minutes so you can read or listen to. We like Blinkist because it gives us jam-packed information in very little time. And as busy entrepreneurs, we're always on the go, always in and out of meetings, always traveling, and it's great to learn great information in between those dead times. I highly recommend one of our favorite books called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It will change your life. Right now, for a very limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for this audience. Go to Blinkist.com/secret to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/secret to start your free 7-day trial. Don't forget, Blinkist.com/secret.
1, 2, 3.
Page 1 of the chapter?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Page chapter 5.
All right. Page 79. Page 79. There she is. First paragraph. Okay. Go ahead.
1, 2, 3. The fourth sentence. It starts with the faculties. I also took it as they can teach you all of the general knowledge that you want, but to have specified knowledge, you would have to dig deeper.
All right, deeper. Let's do this here. Let's define general and specified knowledge. Somebody give me general knowledge.
No matter how great in quantity or variety it may be, is of but little use in the accumulation of money.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
General knowledge to me means math, history, social studies.
That's fair.
Biography.
That's fair.
That's fair. I mean biology. Everything that they taught you in school to graduate.
That's fair. All the way up to a bachelor's as well. Bachelor's is general knowledge until you get, you only need 18 hours of specified knowledge to have a bachelor's. Okay, so if you get a bachelor's in the world, you get tons of general knowledge. You call them basics. Okay. And then you specify 18 hours in a concentration. And that is what your degree gets tagged as. So you have a bachelor's of science in teaching. You get it? You general knowledge in science, but you emphasize your last 18 hours in teaching. Yeah, that actually wouldn't be teaching. I use a bad example. Bachelor's of science in nursing. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You get all this general, but then you get these 18 hours in. Bachelor's of Arts in Music. So you get all this bachelor stuff, this general knowledge, and 18 hours is specified in the art of music. Make sense? Now, how can one learn math and have specified knowledge? Because you said math is general knowledge, you're right. But how can math become specialized knowledge?
Concentrate
completely on math. So once you finish your general knowledge, you say,
hey, I want to know more about this particular subject, so I
want to
do everything and I
want to
take every class in regards to this particular subject.
Okay, so it can't be math because math is general. So you're right, but you're not specified right.
So if I want to have specified knowledge in algebra, or specified knowledge in physics, or
special—is
astronomy kind of
astronomy would fall under science.
Oh.
You would do some math in astronomy, though, for sure.
Yeah. So that would be specifying in a math.
Okay, so you could get a specified knowledge in what is general, by going deeper in that mathematics, whether it be theoretical mathematics. You understand? So you understand. So let's say you are a counselor. How would one get specified knowledge in counseling? Okay, so you become a children's counselor and you get all that knowledge in children. That's no different than doctors. A pediatrician is a doctor who has generalized knowledge of medicine and anything that is doctoral as far as medicine goes, but they specialize in children, children's growth, children's hormones, children's illnesses, children's side effects, you understand, children's birth. A gynecologist that's no longer a regular doctor, that is a doctor in women's parts. Does that make sense? Right? So you can take anything general and specify it. Computer programming, general. How would one make computer programming specified knowledge?
Software development?
That's general.
Oh.
What kind of software?
Gaming.
Okay, now you're getting, gaming's still general, but you're getting more specific in your gaming. No.
Oh.
If you say gaming, you can now say it's specific. There's just different category. First person gaming. But you understand, it could be games like solitaire, games like virtual gaming, completely different. 3D gaming, if you specialize in 3D, expect to be rich. If you just know gaming, expect to be a dude eating noodles, creating games for your friends to play. With leftover pizza and cans of Coca-Cola and Mountain Dew.
Oh, and not your Red Bull and Monster.
And Red Bull and Monster. There you go, right? Does that make sense? But if you specify, expect to be rich. Why is Mark Zuckerberg rich?
Who is Mark Zuckerberg?
Owner of Facebook.
Okay.
You know what, Mark? Okay, everybody doesn't know you, buddy.
Two billion
people use your services a day. And everybody doesn't know you, buddy, right here in this class.
I haven't. Didn't know his
name. I just didn't know. Okay, all right. So you use his services. He specified what knowledge? There you go. Social media. You guys do remember social media was whack.
Yeah.
But what was the first social media? Napster.
It wasn't the little Yahoo Messenger.
Fair enough. If you want to say Yahoo Messenger, that would be social media. I can deal with that one. Napster was a real social media. It allowed you to get files off another person's computer and build relationships. That's natural. That's natural. That's social media. Now, the record companies came after him, but that's social media. You understand? Specialized knowledge. Okay? If you want to be rich, you have specified knowledge. If you are a secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That's general knowledge. Tempest, give me a way that a secretary can specify in administration.
I guess working in a certain industry.
Okay.
For instance, churches or medical field or stuff like that.
There you go. Right? So a medical secretary, oil, church, financial, legal. You get it? And now they know things that are relevant to lawyers or whatever, you understand, whatever that field is. If you want to be poor, middle class, to have general knowledge. If you want to be an employee, have general knowledge. If you want to be rich, be a secretary that specializes. So Donald Trump has a 26-year-old executive assistant. Somebody Google her. Did anybody know this information? Interesting. Career Republican. Nice young lady. Not that I'm trying to bring in politics. But this is pretty cool. So here we have it. Donald Trump. Just Google Donald Trump's executive assistant. Now, while she's Googling that, what do you guys think she specified in? Leave the negative out.
Politics.
But of course,
alcohol.
Okay, alcohol. Okay. Well, that's, let's leave the negative out of it. Okay, let's. She may not need a drink. She loves her job. Okay.
Even I need.
Yes. Say her name, please. Say her name in the microphone, please.
Madeline Westerholt.
That's it. There you go. Yeah, this lady, seriously, she's 26 years old. She's a 26-year-old executive assistant for the president. That specified knowledge.
It does say career Republican.
She, well, how would she not be a career Republican? She's a negative decision for a Republican president. That makes sense. I respect that. That's. I mean, why would she be a Democratic career Democrat? That doesn't serve either party, her or him.
She graduated with a degree in political science.
Okay. See it? She's a secretary. Who's now an administrative professional, same thing, who is now an executive assistant who has a degree in political science. So Google, just keep her name in Google search and Google her net worth. Just type in net worth after it, and I promise you Google will bless you, because Google specializes in algorithm. Google has the strongest, fastest, quickest, greatest algorithm ever known to mankind. That's why Google is Google. You had a question, buddy? Okay. Go get your lunch.
She makes $95,000 a year.
Executive assistant making $95,000 a year. Does that sound like specified knowledge?
Yeah. And it says for most employees age, that's a hefty paycheck. The average worker between the ages of 25.
Talk louder, please.
Oh, it says for most employees her age, that's a hefty paycheck. The average worker between the ages of 25 and 34 makes $50,232 a year.
Specified knowledge. So when Donald Trump leaves the White House in 3 years or 7 years, I'm you know, not bringing in politics.
Or sooner.
Okay, we've got some, right. But we've got, whether it be one term or two, how much you think the next person's going to pay her?
At least double.
Do you know how much her she won't just be an executive assistant for Donald Trump. When he leaves, she will be a presidential executive assistant who not only specifies in political science, but the secrets and the sensitive nature of presidents. Who watches Scandal? She's going to be Olivia Pope. Does this make sense? She's going to know how to handle Scandal. She's going to know how to hold secrets, build relationships, and people are going to pay her handsomely because of her specified knowledge in not only keeping her mouth shut, but the sensitivity of her job's nature. Does that make sense?
She's just like
And guess what? When she'll be, she's going to be, if she has an advisor like me, I hope she does. She'll be, as soon as, and I'll hold on and wait to it, as soon as Trump leaves and write his memoirs, she need to write hers. That's going to be a best-selling 4 million, 6 million copy book that will push her into multi-hundred millionaire status immediately, and then guarantee that her next book, people are paying her $250 million just to write her next book. She'll be in her mid-30s when this happens. Then take that and go into broadcasting or something. Does this make sense? That's specified knowledge. You can't be in your living room talking about politics that don't have a political science degree and expect to be rich in politics. All you are is the irritating uncle that we don't want to spend Thanksgiving with. That make sense? Give me some more stuff. Specify knowledge.
Okay, so I have a question.
Go ahead.
So on page 80.
Page 80.
The all caps.
All caps.
It says, this missing link in all systems of education known to civilization today may be found in the failure of educational institutions to teach their students how to organize and use knowledge after they acquire it. So my question is, how do you organize and use knowledge after you acquire it?
All right, before I answer that question, I want to ask you all, has your current educational background, whatever that may be, ever taught you how to organize and use knowledge? Okay, I got one no over there.
I have general knowledge, so no.
Are you rich?
No. Yes and no.
Yeah, because you got general knowledge. Who in here knows anyone that has general knowledge that is rich? Please point out this person. Point out this unicorn. Someone among you. Go ahead, raise your hand. I'm going to tell you that six figures is not rich. Go ahead. You're not getting rich off general knowledge. Why are you not getting rich off general knowledge? Before I answer your question, everybody listen to the hurt I'm about to hurt you with. Just did this to you today, so you're already ready for it. You are currently being paid what you deserve to be paid by value. Not a penny more, not a penny less. Whatever your financial status is, that's how much value you bring to that person or organization. Period. That will never change. That stings. Your income will only reflect your value that you bring. So if you're a nice person, but you're broke, you stop adding value. So they stop giving you more money, or you're stopping them from making more money. Because you stop giving value. General knowledge leads little value. My kids have general knowledge. And some of you are being paid like kids. How does one get how does one get organized knowledge? I'll let you guys talk that out. That's our question.
Yeah, how
we can't hear you. Ain't nobody, no, you don't exist. Oh, you got a microphone. Hey, I didn't know you was here today.
How do you organize and use knowledge after you acquire it?
Break it down. How do you organize knowledge? How do you use knowledge after you acquire it? That's three parts. Let's bring out part number one. How does one organize knowledge? Go. Anybody talk about it? In fact, don't talk about it. Let's get somebody from online real quick. How does one organize knowledge? Awkward silence ensues. Awkward silence ensues.
In my opinion, as far as just schooling is concerned, you kind of let academia do it for you. You go through a bachelor's degree and then you decide what you want to do and then you go get a master's degree. That's more specialized knowledge. It's general, but it's more than what you had with a bachelor's. Then you go and you get a doctorate and that's more than you had with a master's. And then you dive into a career that's specified and that specifies all of the knowledge that you required. There was an organization to that knowledge that you gained. That's what I'm thinking, but I'm not sure if that's correct.
Okay, so so she was both correct, and there was a caveat there as well. But and she kind of took away the power of a master's. But she understands that master's is specialized knowledge. She's right, because bachelor's, that's all general knowledge. When you get a master's, you're only doing your field of specialized knowledge. When you get a doctorate, check this out. A doctorate is a doctor's in philosophy. That ain't real stuff you're doing. It is theoretical, specialized knowledge in whatever you study. You're no longer studying general stuff. It is so specified, it's theoretical. That's what a doctorate is. Doctorates in philosophy. You literally cover abstract things when you get a PhD. You study the concept of things and what would happen if such a concept exists. You ever seen Dr. House?
I like House.
Okay, you like House? I don't know what's going on, but he got these concepts in his head and he's eliminating it because he has that doctorate, a PhD in medicine. He understands this sickness is developing me or manifesting for me lots of concepts. Which concept do I need to attack? Make sense? So she's absolutely right. What she didn't mention, which I know she knows, is school is a trap. Why are you getting all that specified knowledge in your master's and your doctorates? You can't forget about your bachelor's. They trapped you in debt. No one with specified knowledge would ever amass that amount of debt. Why would I need to? The mere fact that I have specified knowledge keeps me debt free. Write this down. You want to be so good that you're irreplaceable. That's in your relationships. That's in your professional relationships. That's even in your parental relationships. If you cook a sweet potato pie, it ought to be so good. Your recipe is irreplaceable. Specified knowledge will keep you irreplaceable. Tony Robbins says it the best way that I've ever heard anybody say it. You think you got 20 years experience. You don't. You have 1 year experience repeated for 20 years. I've never heard anybody say it any better than that. You don't have 20 years experience. The reason why you keep getting passed for a promotion and you're low paid at 20 years on the job. How many of you know right now that your parents is retired or going to retire and they're not retiring to their worth? Be honest. Every baby boomer you know, about 96% of them fall in this category. I had two hands. Okay, three hands. That's because they didn't have 35 years of experience. They have 1 year of general knowledge, 4 years of general knowledge, repeated for 35 years, and they were paid accordingly. Receive that. Okay. All right, I don't think I hit you hard enough when I said it the first time. I want you to think about your dollar amount. Think about what you make. You are only being paid what your value is. And you're going to receive that today. You're only being paid what your value is. Your how you're being treated in relationships is only according to your value. Not a penny more, not a penny less. You make $65,000 a year. Your position has a value of that. You'll never get paid more. That hurt, don't it? Because it forces you to do introspection. It forces you to say that I'm valuable, but I don't give value. It forces you to do that. It forces you to struggle with the fact that you are valuable, but you don't offer much value. Think about what you make. That's what they say you value at, and they won't pay. How many of you, if you don't believe me, everybody go to work tomorrow and ask for a pay raise. You see it? Yeah. I'm not going to do that. They will find someone younger than you who would take less than you. Anybody know I'm talking about the real world? Now, who wants to be treated like that? Exactly. So, how do you organize knowledge? Our counselor was right. The school does it for you. But has the school system ever made any of you rich?
No.
So are they organizing knowledge or are they organizing you into employment? And if you are employed, you are in poverty.
Tony, does the school organize us into employment or does our views of what society tells us to do with the knowledge trap us in employment? Because my professors and people that I encounter in academia, none of them encouraged me to go work for any system. They all encouraged, you know, go out there and find something to apply this to make you some money. None of them forced me into education or what made me go be a teacher was my family telling me you need to go do something to make some money right now. It wasn't really the school. Now, the debt part I get, but as far as them encouraging you to go and be somebody's employee, I didn't get that from either one of my masters.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That's a great question, too. That's the best question we had so far. I tend to be nice towards people. I wouldn't dare tell you that people, her teachers told her, go be poor. Now I will tell your friends, I am harder on your friends than I will ever be on general people. I contradict myself in that manner. Because if you don't like your life, I know for sure your friends let you not like your life. And I'm never going to let you make it on that one. Ever. I know that your group of circle, your circle of friends, your group of friends allowed you not to like your life and allowed you to be overweight or whatever it is that you don't like. And so I'm never going to let you take a pass on that one. But I believe in the good of people. And so she's right. I mean, nobody said, hey, you go out there and be poor and get a job and conform. But the system... That's exactly what the system says. People would tell you to do great things, but then tell you, but have a backup plan because the system taught you that. You know what the system taught you? Diversify. How many of you heard diversify? That's the stupidest advice on planet Earth when it comes to finances. Rich people don't diversify. I don't diversify. Now, how many of you did I just shocked by saying don't diversify. Because like, you know me, I'm always saying shocking things, right? Yeah. You put your eggs in one basket and you ride it out. You invest in Facebook when it first started. You invest in Twitter It's not diversifying. This is a big chunk of money, Mr. Apple. Does that make sense? All right. So I'm on the side with her, even though she didn't say it, but her energy seemed to be saying that the system said it. And she's right. I completely agree. The system is designed for you to be an employee. Now, what system is she talking about? I'm talking about from kindergarten until you leave. The system has taught you to go back into the system and work for it. It has taught you not to be a specialist, but to be general. Go ahead.
I don't know if I have another question, comment, that the system is the professors, the teachers, the universities, but they're tied up in the system too.
I'm nice on the people, but the system has influenced their thinking. How can you? It's a wonderful story of this little fish, young fish. He's swimming, or whatever fish call swimming, and he's doing it. And he goes to this big fish and says, "Hey, have you heard what they're gonna do to the water? They're gonna poison the water." And the big fish says, "What's water? You could be in something your whole life and never realize it's there. The system has been there your whole life. It's in your church. It's in everything. It's permeated in every aspect of you got married in it. You hear things like marriage is from God, but godly folks are the most divorced folk on planet Earth. It's my class. I get to keep it real, right? You understand? But it's just a scientific fact. Divorce rate is like 50-60%. Christians are the most sexually oppressed people on planet Earth. Period. This is true. We so afraid to even talk about it that we do crazy things when we do it. And we get pregnant way too early. Or get people because of our system that we love so much. You know, you're in the system. So, yeah, the people are nice. They don't know they're in the system. But that's not to say that they're going out there and saying, "Hey, go out there and be your minimal self." That's not what they're doing. They're giving you the best they have with what they have. Right? One of the things I say is to do the best they can with what they have, right? That's it. How do you organize knowledge? Still ain't answer that question. Can anybody answer for me, how do you organize knowledge?
With writing out goals.
Okay, so now you're drawing from the book. Smart lady. Okay. Why is writing out goals part of or a form of organizing knowledge?
Because you're using the knowledge that you possess to create those goals?
Okay, I like the word create. Let's keep going.
Because you're creating goals is something from what you want.
Okay, I like want and I like create. Let's keep going.
Is it you have a target to reach?
Okay.
So you're not like all over the place.
Okay, so I like create. What you want, target, you were finna say something.
You got a plan.
And a plan. Plan is very, probably the most, plan and create are the two most important things that I heard. Now, plan, create, what you want, and a target. They're all equally important.
Desire.
Okay, so that would be go into what you want. Okay, so now you're getting closer to how you organize knowledge. So take, plan, create, target, and what did you say? I'm sorry. It was powerful. You.
Plan.
What did you say? What do you want?
Goals.
Okay. Write it down is what you said. That's what it was. Go ahead.
So you create a plan of the things that you want and you write down the target you want to reach.
Okay, that is absolutely accurate. One thing's missing. What's missing from that? You create a plan for what you want and you write down the target you want to reach. Something's missing.
Belief.
Okay, belief is missing. That's fair. There's something. So let's add belief in there because belief should have been in there. You got to believe that you can do that. Something's missing.
You utilize the knowledge that you know to create the plan.
That's good. Talk it out as a group. Something's missing. What did you say? There's like five elements there. What did you say? Say it again. Something's missing. It's very important.
You move.
Okay, moving. That's good.
Find opportunity.
Opportunity. That's good. But say what you said again. You tie them all together. That's
you
all.
Create a plan. Mm-hmm.
That's one element.
Of the things that you want.
Plan is two elements. Things that you want is third element.
Of
a target you want to hit. That's fine. That's fourth element. What's missing?
Drive.
Let's go with. I don't want to give it to you. I want you to connect the dots. What's missing? You create a plan, a burning desire that you want to hit of a target. What's missing there? According to Think and Grow Rich.
Imagination.
Okay, that's there. The plan, belief.
Yeah.
Something's missing. It's the most important. Oh, it's one of the. It's the final piece of this element. It's just, say it again. That's the plan. Something's missing. Somebody read for me. Well, I don't want to do that. Something's missing.
Happiness.
Something more. The reason you can't is not that, it's not that you don't have it. It's just that you haven't been taught this. And you've been taught this. And when you hear the answer, everybody's going to go, oh, man.
That's crazy.
But it's. This is how deeply rooted this system of poverty is inside of you. Something's missing. What's missing? There you go. We got wonderful people and degrees in this room. What's missing? Education is good. Don't have to be collegiate, but education is good. What's missing? Specified.
Love. Knowledge.
No. Say it again. Say it online.
Knowledge.
Not knowledge. But it's
specified.
Right?
Specified knowledge.
Not knowledge. You have to specify something.
Specify your goals. Specify what you want. Your target. Dang it.
You have to have a specified blank.
Number.
Desire.
No.
It has something to do with number.
A specified dollar amount.
Oh.
She's got date time. I told you everybody's gonna go, oh man. Okay, yeah, you're like, crap, man, I knew the time, right? So everybody, you got it, right? That was powerful, but that was powerful. You guys have been intellectually wanting things and never putting a time on it, and that's why you don't receive it. Okay, so the question is now fully answered. You all piece it together. How do you organize knowledge?
Those six things that they
said. God doggone right. He taught you. The six things, the definite purpose, the burning desire, what I call a think and grow wealth statement.
The formula.
He organized the knowledge for you. That's how you organize knowledge. No. Don't sleep on this. Because it was there. You wrote it down. You're supposed to be reading it out every night, every morning, and when I asked you the question of how you organize knowledge, you didn't have it. Here's what that means. It means you intellectually understand it, but it's not in your awareness. And in this life, you don't get your intellect, you get your awareness.
I received that.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
Here
it goes. There it is. So read those, wait, you don't have to read them completely, but specify time. Did you get it? Fixing your mind. Okay, go ahead and read it. Fixing your mind. Wait, read it until he says time. And see how quickly he says time. Go ahead, anybody.
Number three, establish a definite date and you intend to possess the money you desire.
All right. How you gonna organize something with no date? If you organize a wedding, wouldn't you put a date on it?
Yeah, better.
Does that make sense? Or you leaving him? Hey, you're not gonna play me. I'm not gonna be one of them. You keep around 20 years and we co-married or commonwealth or whatever, common marriage, whatever it's called, common law marriage. I need a ring. You understand? Uh-huh. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. You gonna make this official? If you don't put a date on it, I'ma leave you. Does it make sense? Now, why would you put a date on your marriage but not a date on your dreams?
Come on, stop it. I got a date now.
This is why so many people are married with no dreams or married in a nightmare. But you're real quick to put a date on a nightmare. But you never put a date on your dreams. You get so frustrated. You say, man, I know when I go to work tomorrow, they're going to give me hell. That's a date on your hell. But you haven't put a date on your prosperity. All right. All right. That's how you organize knowledge.
Okay, thank you.
Does that make sense? So you had it right. You just left out the pieces. And the only reason you left out the pieces is because you ain't taught this here. I know people who I train in finances who have MBAs. I know lawyers who call me to ask me for money. I'm not lying. You got into law to make money, and you chose the path that makes no money. That's crazy. You went in debt to be broke? That's crazy. Makes no sense. All right, what was the second part of that? That was how to organize. Let's do it this way. And it's specify knowledge. How do you organize knowledge?
The six steps.
The six steps. Now, say it to me in layman's terms like y'all was. You create. The six steps is correct. Actually, don't even. Okay, go ahead. Actually, no, don't even worry about it. Let's just stick with the six steps.
Okay.
Because I want you to get. You create a definite target. Because you were saying the six steps intellectually. But you don't get your intellect. You get your awareness. And that's the truth. There's a lot of smart broke people. There's a lot of smart unhappy people. Does that make sense? Follow those six steps. That is how you organize knowledge. When you get a new job, organize your knowledge around those six steps. Make sense? All right, what was the second part of that?
Organize and use knowledge after.
No, that was the third part. Use knowledge after. Oh, did I say use knowledge? Okay, so use knowledge is the second part. Because what did it say after was what?
Acquire.
Okay, those are two different things. How many people y'all know out there ask questions and don't remember the answer to it when they ask? That's someone who did not use it after they acquired it. That's why we're going to separate that.
So, what was the second thing? You organize the knowledge.
Use it.
Use it. How do you use what you organize? Start you off, you said it, belief. That's one of them.
Apply.
Apply movement. You said move. That's application. Write down, but this is good. How do you use what you just acquired, what you just organized? Okay, go ahead. Oh, how many of you know people who organize and organize and organize and organize and never get started? How many of you are people who organize and organize and organize? Okay, the whole room, right? So, okay, so how do we use move, belief, online? How do we use knowledge we just organized? Anybody online? We're just going to stay here till awkward silence stops.
What's the question?
How do you use knowledge that has just been organized? Online, I want online. Keep them involved.
They apply it or practice it.
Okay, so practice, apply. That's still movement. Good, good. You had a comment over there. She forgot it.
Make it a habit.
Make it a habit. So all these apply to movement. So do we see that the organization was the hardest part? Six steps. Everybody does that. But the simplest part of this is this one step. Everybody in some form said move. How many movers do you know? We specialize in intellect, not application. Lisa, we specialize in intellect, not application. Lisa Nichols says it this way. Now, I done told y'all all this, but there are doers and there are thinkers. Thinkers are going to go home and think about this. Doers are going to do. Tyrese Gibson says it this way. How many of y'all going to listen to what I just said and be like, wow, that was some good and go back to doing the same thing? I bleeped out the word, but you understand. I beseech thee this question. How many of you going to take this specified knowledge that you're receiving and go, wow, class was good, and do nothing? Third part, after you acquire it, right? Okay, so you get the knowledge, you use it. Now when you get it, you've acquired the new information to get better. How do you use new information when you're moving forward? Teach us one, I'll take that.
You.
I can't hear you. You're not using the mic. You're just talking in it.
You add on to what you've already done and apply it to, and you apply it while you're moving?
Okay, you're right. You adjust. Adjust falls in two places. Hear ye and hear ye now. Okay? If your adjustment, I'm going to say this way. I want you to focus on feels good, okay? But let's just do that, because that's the best way to understand this and explain this. If it feels good, you keep going. If it don't, you stop and figure out why you have this resistance in you. Because smart people understand When stuff isn't right, stop moving. It is only poor people that keep moving when they know they've made a mistake. Let me give you a prime example. All of you have taken a road trip and this has happened. Mama or daddy take a wrong turn, or uncle took a wrong turn, and they keep going 50 miles down the wrong turn. And they go, well, we're gonna get to it this way. Come on, somebody, who in here knows, or you have done that? That is the most insane thing to do. If you know you've made a mistake, turn around. Because all roads don't lead to your supreme destiny as fast as you would want it to. They all lead there. No sense in, well, it's best to live your dreams at 90 than not live them at all. But it's wonderful to live them at 30. And be teaching at 90 while living your dreams. Does it make sense? There you go. Something else from the book. I love a question to come from online. Yes, go ahead.
It's not a question.
Go ahead.
More, if I offended any of my friends who have degrees, I apologize. I felt the need to say that.
How?
Okay. No, I just felt the need to say that.
That's auto suggestion. You didn't offend nobody.
Okay.
I don't even remember what you did.
Okay.
Good job. Yeah. Degrees. They mean a lot. At the same time, they don't mean anything. It's just information and energy that you gotta process. My degrees mean absolutely jack. They mean also everything because I fought for them and they were personal for me. I happen to be one of the few people that operate in the field in which his degrees make sense. Not in, watch this here. But then what makes me money? My degrees don't even work. My degrees have nothing to do with my income. All my income is outside my degrees. I just happen to be a pastor of a church. Does that make sense? So I use my degrees. Now my reputation is stellar through me pastoring. That's how I'm able to branch out and do what I do now. Because I was respected and pastored. Does that make sense? I took care of my primary source of prestige and income. My degrees worked there. They got me there. But my income don't come from my degrees. Neither will yours. Is school stupid? That's a bad word. Is school... I'm just going to say stupid anyway. Is school stupid? No. Is it stupid? Yes. It's both. School is good. Why is school? Here's the only reason school is good for, I'm getting ready to offend everybody in the room and online. School is only good to expand your income so you can invest more. It's the only reason. A college graduate makes 50 times more than a high school dropout. So why, I mean, anybody can get anywhere. But why would you invest $10 when you can invest $1,000? You get further faster. Other than that, and connections, right? You join fraternities, you get. But other than that, school doesn't mean you're going to be a millionaire. You ain't got to believe me. All the people you look up to don't even have degrees. No, seriously. Most of the people you look up to, whether it be actors or actresses, Zuck, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. Well, I think Warren Buffett got degrees. But other than that, seriously, the people you love and admire don't have degrees. But you need a degree to work for them. They are like, they're like me. They hire people with specialized knowledge. You had a revelation today. Go ahead.
Okay. So, because I was asking you about, because, me, I have general knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And I've been, after reading the parts of the chapter that I read, I'm like, okay, so if I was to obtain specialized knowledge, what would I obtain it in? And then I went further, and then I read mastermind groups, because Ford was, they were trying to deem him as incompetent because he didn't have certain types of education. And he was like, well, why would, okay, he kind of got irritated. He's like, why would I need all that when I have a desk in my office where I can just push a button and that person will come and give me the answer I want?
That's right.
So.
Talking about Henry Ford.
Henry Ford, yes, thank you. So, in the process of doing that, and I'm reading, I'm like, this fool told me to marry the master of my group so that he can just push a button and be like, hey, what's the answer to this? Okay, cool. Okay, hey, what's the answer to this? Okay, cool. Appreciate your name.
Okay.
And so but it also makes me think, okay, Gianni, you have a lot of general knowledge. Now it's time for you to get some specialized knowledge, and then whatever else comes into play, that's when you hire someone with specialized knowledge in that field. So,
well, what do y'all think Tippett is? It is. It would be absolutely the same for you not to think Tippett is staffed to my weaknesses. Every one of them. Every single one, from emotional to administrative. I hate paperwork. Tippett, when's the last time I signed something? You got the mic. You got to talk.
Years.
Okay.
Years.
If I fill out my own paperwork, what would be your reaction?
Why are you even wasting your time? You know you're not going to finish it.
I don't do none of that. I hate it with a passion. I hate doing paperwork like I hate washing dishes. And I don't do either. I'm serious. In order to keep me from washing dishes, when I use it, I wash it as soon as I use it. But I can't stand a pot. Ooh! I almost went into a conniption fit. When I see a pile of dishes, oh, that's like seeing a pile of mosquitoes. I just don't know what to do. I don't understand. There's a bunch of mosquitoes waiting to bite me. I will wash it, use a spoon, wash a spoon. Them ain't dishes to me. That's just me being responsible. Dishes are when you gotta put the cups in first, because you don't want to get the grease all in the cups. Then you gotta put the silverware down. And then you come on, y'all know how to wash dishes. You know what the old folk taught you. Then you get the plates, you know what I'm saying? You get the pots and pans after that. Then you gotta change, be responsible, boy. Change the water. Stop that, change the water. Don't leave that water running the whole time there. You gonna sit up in there, water running, and rinse them out? You understand, right? Okay, and then, and why you got this whole floor wet when you wash dishes? All right, you understand. That's washing dishes. Me cleaning up behind myself is just me having good hygiene. Make sense? Mm-hmm. All right. I don't even know why I went on that tangent, but go ahead.
I had, in this chapter, I actually got a little freedom.
That's good.
Because I felt left out because I don't have education. The last grade I completed was eighth grade. I didn't even go to high school. I don't even know what homecoming is. So when he talked about it on page 80, it says that an educated person is not necessarily one who has an abundance of general specialized knowledge. Educated people have developed the faculties of their minds so that they may require anything they want or its equivalent without violating the rights of others. Basically, that's telling me I can still have whatever I want just because I don't have a degree.
Education has nothing to do with a degree.
Yeah.
Education is education. Education is reading, think, and grow rich. Education is reading you buy an iPhone and you read the manual. You're being educated on the iPhone.
Right.
Right? So you're absolutely right. In fact, the most people to be, here, hold this for me, and hold it to my mouth. To be honest with you, the people who would be more successful, you have, you and you, okay, hold on. I had to take some medicine. That cough was killing me. I say this for the sake of recording. Hurricane Harvey just came through and killed everything down here. And it just totally gave me something. I don't know what it gave me. All right. But allergies. But anywho. So you, okay, let me let you tell your story. Tell us about, she said she didn't get past eighth grade. What didn't you get past?
So, had enough credits to walk across the stage, but not enough credits to get my degree. I mean, to get my diploma. So I actually have my GED.
I'm not GED.
When did you get your GED? How many years? Just say how many years after. Just approximate.
Maybe like 6 or 7 years old.
Fair enough. Okay, so, and for you, how long? Just approximate.
I think I was 17 or 18.
When you got your GED?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you actually went longer than her without a GED. Now, pay attention. The two of you have, and Tempest, okay, I'm sorry, let me say her name. And Tempest, the three of you have more opportunity to be millionaires than her, her, and me. Because between the three of us, they're like 7 degrees.
I have a question for someone with a degree. Do you feel like you have to stay in that field because you put so much into it?
So the answer to that question is we would love to stay in that field, but we don't get that choice. We roll with where the money is at. Okay. Because them student loans are saying, listen, I don't care about what you're looking for. We need $293 by the first. Nah. Go on out there. In fact, you ain't gonna do that. Just have us $293 on the first. You wanna watch Netflix all day? That's fine. But have us $293 for first. If you don't do that, you forget that whole income tax thing. Nah, don't even worry about that. We gonna take all that legally. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but there's a reason why. No, there's a reason why the three of you with no degrees have more chance of being more successful than us because you have limited resources. Maybe not now, but you didn't start a business with too much money. And so you understand how to be imaginative, how to, I call it bootstrapping, you understand how not to borrow credit, but how to build your own computer board or whatever you need. Because you understand poverty and how to start a business from zero, you would be more successful when capital runs out. When capital runs out, people who are used to capital would quit. You right at home. You understand, listen, I ain't got no money. This nice oak tree in my front yard. I think they give me about $10,000 for this oak tree.
Yeah.
Y'all come on, cut this oak tree down. Give me $5,000 for it. I'll put some more money in this company with this tree that was getting spiders in my neighborhood anyway. I ain't caring about it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. To this lumber company. It's creative financing. Receive that. Some of you didn't, but you should. You three have a better chance of being millionaires than anybody in this room. Now, in my case, I came from dirt, so I don't really apply that. But you understand what I'm saying? Because you've been underestimating poor your whole life. If you get past your low self-esteem, if you get past your auto-suggestion that tells you you don't deserve it, you will absolutely be millionaires. Period. There's nothing can stop a broke person that wants more. There's not a force in the world that can do that.
Not a force in the world, not a force in this world can stop a broke person who's tired of being broke. I promise you that. Oh, you should write that down. Not a force in this world can stop a broke person tired of being broke. Even if you ain't write it down, receive it in your spirits. When you tired of being broke, broke people will make phone calls, but comfortable people are scared. Sell tickets when people are looking forward to drinking on Friday. Broke people don't watch Netflix, they build Netflix. Many of billion dollar businesses are built by college students. Broke. Life ain't beat them up yet, so they still got dreams. And they broke. When you dream, when you have dreams and you're broke, and you have a good perception of life, you will win. I guarantee you that. You don't have to know the laws of success like me. You don't have to teach a class. You will win. Because broke people burn with a desire not to be broke. In fact, here's a way you can understand. Broke people are so afraid of going back to what they used to be. They'll do anything never to go back. Those people, they make it. Next question or something. So hope I just liberated some folk up in here. I'm so trying today. I'm trying to hook you up. All right, I got a question from my son.
Ask your question, buddy.
How do poor people make Netflix if they're poor?
Okay. So my son is 8 years old. It'll be 9 in a month. Is it September? It'll be 9 in a month. And he's in here, sitting in here with us. High five, buddy. How do poor people make Netflix when they're poor? Poor people will not be denied. Just because you're poor doesn't mean that your mind is. It just means your circumstances. Does that make sense? Poverty has nothing to do with your mind if you have a prosperity mind. That's just circumstances. If you want to get out of poverty, it only takes energy. And energy, I got you, buddy. And energy, he may have a question. Energy is inspired and created by enthusiasm. This is why rich people do not be around anyone who does not have enthusiasm. Where there is enthusiasm, there is energy. Where there is energy, there is prosperity. Did you receive that, buddy? Just because you're broke, I mean, you have to be broke up here. Got it? Did you have a question, buddy? What you got?
How can the flash old girl do it wrong?
All right. So he asks. How can the flash go through a wall? Crazy boy. That's my 5-year-old. And for whatever crazy reason, his daddy know the answer. Because I like quantum physics. I got specialized knowledge in quantum physics. Anybody else know why the flash go through a wall? Did she say she thinks she do? Go ahead.
Okay. It has something to do with the...
You got, use your mic. It's probably died.
Okay. I don't know, but for some reason, the double slit theory comes to my head.
Okay. Double slit theory covers, it's quantum craziness, but it's all about superposition. The double slit theory has everything to do with money and anything in the world. That everything exists in a duality, in an infinite possibility, a wave of possibilities. When you observe them, they become a molecule, they become a molecule, a point, a thing. Therefore, right now, all you can be billionaires. But when you observe money, whatever your consciousness is, when you observe, you only observe what you think you deserve. And that's why you have your certain income.
Okay.
Does that make sense? There's an infinite wave of possibilities. The universe doesn't know anything different between $1 million, $1 billion, $1 trillion, and a unicorn. It has, right? Doesn't understand. It just knows energy. A penny and $1 billion. Universe is what it is. It's the same thing. It takes no effort to produce a penny or $1 million or $1 billion. Your subconscious can only observe that penny, not that $1 trillion. That's double slit theory. To answer your question, buddy, it's called quantum tunneling. The reason why Flash can go through a wall, you guys ever heard of mitosis, osmosis? All right. Molecules, what? Let me just keep it out there. Quantum tunneling, in layman's terms, is you vibrate at such a frequency in which you match the frequency of the wall. This is extremely fast speed. And you slip through that wall like mitosis, like putting a bag of burritos in a tub of water. The water doesn't get in the bag. It mitoses its way through. The molecules of the water are smaller than the molecules of the bag, and they seep their way through. They tunnel through. That's physics. That's totally physics. That's biology, actually. That's biology, like I said about the water. Quantum tunneling is physics. But that's how, buddy. Got it? Sweet. Look at that. Got some good questions. That's just because I'm a nerd. All right, come on. Couple more questions. Specialized knowledge.
Is that like a phase ability?
Is that like a what?
Yeah,
a phase ability is what my oldest son is asking. Phasing through, everything is in vibration. And so therefore, the vibration, and when you match the vibration of the wall, you can go right through. Nothing ever touches. Your electronic field and my electronic field, they match, well, they don't match, they meet. When they match, we'll go right through each other. Make sense? If that doesn't make sense, just think about how your Wi-Fi signal could go through every room in your house. It's not that different. The wall, the energy or the electrons or the molecules of the wall, the protons of the wall are bigger than the Wi-Fi signal. Therefore, your Wi-Fi signal will find a quantum tunneling way through. I'm a nerd. Sorry. Come on, give me something. Keep asking questions, buddy. God, never be afraid to ask questions, okay? Okay. Specified knowledge.
Is specified knowledge something that you search for, or does it kind of happen to find you?
All right, so that's a good question. In this life, law of compensation. Law of mental equivalency. Two different laws that work in tandem. You would never get out of this world what you haven't put into it. And you can never get the amount of money that you haven't worked for. And it's or served for. So if you don't put in the effort to have specified knowledge, then you won't get the prosperity that comes from specified knowledge. So it's not that it finds you. You find specified knowledge, and because you do, prosperity comes to reward you for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When you work on you, prosperity will come find you because you did. Okay. Yeah. I work on, more than anybody I know, being able to answer extremely difficult questions of personal development and science. And in my case, I use it because for me, everything is science, especially personal development. I am able to answer these questions because I work extremely hard at it. And because I do so, this world will reward me for it. I will be and am the one of the most sought on people of my type in Southeast Texas because I work in privacy in my home on this. Because my mental equivalency has been poured into, this world has no choice but to give me what I put in my mind. I have to get a return on my efforts because that's the laws of this universe. You plant a seed, you get a harvest. But if you plant a seed, you get more than the harvest. So the more I stay laboring on answering questions I haven't even received yet, is the more I will continue to get paid engagements to ask and answer questions I have yet to receive. So the prosperity finds me, but I have to bust my chops to get it. Did I answer your question?
Yes.
You get it? It's very important that you understand that. Specified knowledge, it is, like right now, and it's Sunday. Sunday was even worse. I was like dying on a plant better phone call because I couldn't stop coughing in my eyes, and blah, 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 blah. But I'm here with no apologies and no excuses. Man, ain't nobody moving me. All y'all know I ain't moving. You know that. The universe has to pay me for this. They gotta be here, but I'll be 40,000 people in the stadium. Georgia Dome like Les Brown. Give me my money. Because I sat here barely breathing in a room full of, less than 10 people who wanted personal development for 40 weeks, who want their lives changed. By default, I have to get paid for these 40 weeks, although I didn't get paid, but even more, because that's 40 weeks of energy I have poured out. I go home after these Wednesdays and die. I'm out of there. I'm an introvert. You already drained me and I'll be on my feet, but I can't be on my feet today, right? Because of my health condition at this moment. Therefore, I gotta get paid. There's a deal out there waiting for me with my name on it. There's $500,000 finding its way to me right now. Because of specified knowledge. And if I get it, and you work for me, you get it. Question? So, oh. You understand what I'm saying? All right, let's ask one or two more. Come on, specify knowledge. You don't hear this.
Did Microsoft make the laptop?
Apple made this laptop. Microsoft doesn't even make laptops, but Microsoft makes software. And they sell their software to people who make laptops. Apple kind of changed the game. Apple is a software company who also owns its hardware. So they made the software super expensive and gave it away for free and charged you for the hardware. Xbox is hardware, and Microsoft does make that. And they do that very well. They do that extremely well, buddy. Plus a few tablets out there now. Anyway, specified knowledge. Guys, we got 5 minutes left, and I ain't quitting until 5 minutes, so. Specified knowledge. If you haven't realized this, You ain't getting more important than this chapter thus far.
So specified knowledge doesn't necessarily have to come from a university.
That's what she was asking when you walked out. Education is education. Period. Education is education. You don't have to be. I just happen to be a quantum physics guru because of what I do, but I don't have a degree in quantum physics. But education, you can be educated in sex, or you can be educated in phone calls, you can be educated in dyeing your hair, right? The first time you tried to do it, it didn't work out too well, but now you're a professional. Does that make sense? That's education. If you learn how to dye your hair for 1 million people, you'd be a multimillionaire. Yeah. Come on. Ask any questions. Online. Give me something online. Online. Ask question online. I'm willing to let it be awkward till you ask.
Well, I don't really have a question to ask, so, and I can't make up one, so.
That's fair.
I won't have anything.
I will make you make up. Go ahead, buddy.
Is Microsoft and Apple working together?
Microsoft and Apple traditionally did not work together. He asked if Microsoft and Apple work together, but they do now, in some respects. Microsoft actually makes apps on the Apple platform. And I'm not sure if Apple does over there, but I'm sure they will. Yep. Yes, they do, buddy. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, billionaires like money. And why would you stop getting money? What's up, buddy?
Do they make the apps
Okay, so that's my youngest son. Yes, they make the apps on the phone. That's why you're so cold at them. Give me some dab right there. All right. One more question.
Saved us from silence.
The kids jumped in and saved us from silence. One more question. One more and we out of here. One more real one. Steal yourself, sit in the room, and ask something. Or comment on something that you needed to know.
Okay, so sure.
Okay, so we got two more. Go ahead.
Bingo.
No, I need two. Go ahead.
Okay, so for me, my company shifted from music artist management to public relations. But in reading this, my true desire is to be a business owner. So as far as specified knowledge will go, should I gather specified knowledge as PR first and build that?
Can you repeat? It sounds like she's whispering. I can't hear.
Okay, so.
Come up and do it too. Come up right here. I told you use a mic. Come on.
Okay, so...
You still didn't get loud enough. Come on. Get loud, seriously.
Okay. So, my company...
People need you. Get loud.
My company...
Listen.
Is it better?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, my company started off as a music artist management company and then restructured to public PR. So, my question is, after reading this chapter, I realized my desire is to own businesses. In general, so should I get more specified knowledge in public relations first and then build that company and then go back and get specialized knowledge in business, like business management?
That's a fair question. Thank you for speaking out and getting up. Let me
Thank
ask you.
You
a question. where is your reputation at right now?
In the PR.
All right, so normally the question would have been, you need to go specialize in business. That's what you want to do. Normally the answer would have been, you need to specialize in owning the business. So learn how to do business. But if your reputation is in PR, that's now your primary source of income. And you can't branch out and do anything until you're well-respected in your primary source of income. That doesn't mean internet-wide well-respected. Gary Vee was well-respected. Nobody knew who he was, but he was a master in his craft and then went out. Does that make sense? He kept his head down for 10 years before people knew who he was. So you have to keep your head down, master that craft, so when you do get a platform, you have expertise and a background with that platform.
Okay, thank you.
So you have to do that first. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I would not be an international public speaker if I wasn't able to control an audience in a church full of five people. Make sense? Okay, I'm going to end online, but you actually had something. I felt it when you was gone.
No, actually, it kind of answered my question.
Okay.
You just have to just do what you do and keep doing it.
That's right. That's right. You got to grind out of what holds your reputation. You got to guard your reputation, keep your reputation, protect your reputation. And then dominate in your respective reputation, your respective field, and your gifts. Then you can branch out to multiple sources of income. There's a scripture that says, be faithful over the few. Okay, and then make rule over many. Got to do that first. You had a question, buddy.
Do YouTubers need the microphone or not? But they don't have to use it?
All right, so his question was, do YouTubers need the microphone or not? Okay, because he wants to start his own YouTube channel because that's what he watches all day long. And I told him, please clap. So he's 8 years old, he wants to start his own YouTube channel and in the business. And I told him we'll put that part of, because I homeschool, so we'll put that part of the school to as far as business classes. He wants to know how to use microphone. You want to use a microphone, even if it's a lapel mic. Lapel means like on this part of the shirt. I can't really describe it in audible, but you know, a lapel. And you put it there. That way you have perfect sound quality for your YouTube business. We get ready to come to YouTubers for your YouTube business. Here's why. Because content, you can get famous or rich or whatever with poor quality. But if people can hear you, a good piece of content will go viral, even if you don't have it all together. Content. You want to have a good piece of content. You want to make sure your show is well, great, excellent. You got one, buddy? Okay, go ahead.
Do YouTubers need a laptop or a controller?
Both. YouTubers need a laptop and controller because you guys want to play games on YouTube, okay? But it could be any kind of computer, but laptops tend to be faster in the 21st century. Okay, gaming laptops, okay? All right, let's end with you, Tim, if you had a question or a comment.
So tying in the book together as a whole, does your auto-suggestion stop you from receiving specialized knowledge? And does it put you on a path of not destruction, but a path of generalized knowledge to where you're not thinking and growing rich?
Absolutely. It takes 5% of people to control 95% of people. It's another psychological fact. You only need one charismatic person to control 95% of the room. The opposite of courage is not fear, it's conformity. The Dean of Personal Development, Earl Nightingale, said that. And what you have is, when you have an auto suggestion that is terrible, is always consumed or consumed by something of fear. And when you have fear, you will conform. And conformity is steeped in general knowledge. You will only do things that generally let you fly under the radar, or generally let you work hard enough not to be fired, but not hard enough to get promoted. So your auto suggestion, this is where most people, this is where we end. In my personal opinion, I think, this ain't even a thing. I know this with my experience. I won't call it a fact. But I know this to be true, that parents have failed their children by taking away their confidence. It's one of the saddest things on planet Earth. People I coach ask me for approval to be themselves. My kids don't have to do that. I force them to only be themselves. It's probably why they ask 1,000 questions today, which is good. They didn't feel bad for it. I won't make them feel bad for it. And we won't have a lecture on the way home for it. And I answered their questions and made their questions relevant to the class. We need to stop instilling conformity in our children. Because you have had conformity instilled into you.